Whilst I'm getting your recipes, let's hear from Emma White, a food consultant and founder of Why Meat Co. Emma has 18 years of experience in both the food and complementary medicine sectors, so she seemed to be the right person to speak to on National Potato Day about the continuing popularity of the potato. It's just going on and so delicious.
Oh, I think it's the versatility of a potato. You can use it in pretty much nearly everything. Like, it can be eaten cold, hot, fried, air fried. And I think, yeah, that's where it sits right now for that particular ingredient.
So yeah. Versatile, but also there are health properties in potatoes apart from being starchy good energy.
Yeah, yeah. The starch in the product helps with your stomach and it stays in your stomach for longer, but it also has a good source of vitamin C, dietary fiber, which is that, you say, satisfied potassium and vitamin B6.
In your 18 years as a food technologist, yeah, you've probably seen a fair bit of change when it comes to the type of potatoes we're eating and the ones that trend, courtesy cooking shows and master chefs and all that sort of thing. Do you have a favourite type of potato?
Not in particular. I mean, this is a really interesting point that you make, because down in Tasmania, they do have specific varieties that sit on shelf, and certain varieties work better in certain different applications. The non-starchy potatoes are good for potato salad, because therefore they're not going to like stick on the top of your mouth and have a clean, crisp bite to it, whereas your fluffier, drier potatoes are good for potato mash as well. And you can use those slightly starchier ones for French fries, because when you bite into it, you get that crunch. That can be, yes, some starches that are evolving around the potato.
And we've seen on the shelves a low-carb potato. Is that for real?
Yeah, I mean, we've engineered it to lower than the regular potato. So everything's evolving, as you mentioned. Potato used to have sort of a bad rap when it comes to calories and carbohydrate level. Now that they've designed different potatoes, so there's a certain particular potato that has a lower carbohydrate level, which has been tested. That's the reason why that they can put that on the shelf as less than 25%. Everything that you see from a labelling perspective is correct and being validated.
Are you able to perhaps confirm or blow some myths out of the water? So if a potato has a hint of green in the skin, is it poisonous?
If it's only got a hint, I mean, as long as it's cooked correctly, I think we need to make sure that potatoes are cooked thoroughly so that they can tend to be a little bit unpalatable and make you feel sick a little bit. But overall, if you can peel it and peel off the green parts of the potato, yeah, you're safe to consume.
And what about the eyes?
I've eaten potatoes with their sprouting that's started to happen on them. Yeah, as long as it's cut out and you see just the yellow flesh, you shouldn't go wrong.
How long can a potato last, and is it true that they're best kept in the dark?
Yeah, definitely in the dark, because oxidation happens with potatoes, so they do start to, or they just start to degrade a lot quicker in a daylight environment. So yeah, definitely keeping them in the shade. That's why you find most of the packaged products on shelf, or you can't see a majority of the products apart from the loose ones. That's the reason, so that we can have a stronger, longer shelf life of a potato. I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly how long you can keep a potato around for, because it all depends on your storage conditions.
Yeah, and I guess if it hasn't gone, you know, gushy or manky or...
Yeah. We all know with vegetable products that they will start to smell. And when they start to smell, it's something that you go, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't consume that, compost it.
You're hearing from Emma White, a food technologist. Emma, is it true that this year in particular, potatoes have been a little on the scarce side?
Yeah, well, we had a major flooding. So the main regions of potato are in Western Australia, Western Victoria, and Eastern South Australian and Tasmania, and they all got hit pretty bad with floods in December, if you're aware, and that's the reason why we had a shortage. Who knows what's going to happen this year? The weather is, you know, plays a massive part when it comes to agricultural ingredients, and the farmers have to, like, yeah, plan around that, and sometimes they can't
Emma, just lastly, what is your favorite way to serve potato, your favorite recipe?
Yeah, I don't mind the jacket potato, but also I found the utilization of the air fryer is a really good alternative. We do a lot of chips, mini potato cakes through our air fryer, which makes it more of a healthier option. Doesn't feel so guilty about consuming a fried product.
Thank you very much, Emma. Emma White there, food tech consultant for Why Meat Co., giving us a little bit of background on the mighty potato on this National Potato Day. Warning, says David, dad joke. Why did the potato cross the road? Because he saw a fork up ahead.